Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. It is Cinco de Mayo, and how appropriate. We are talking about immigration, the lies, the fraud of immigration. And I have with me, as I promised you I would do the last time he was on, and I reran his show on Friday when I was out with my husband's surgery, just so we could kind of get caught up as to where we're going to be here with Mike Cutler, who is the retired INS senior special agent. We just call him super agent here, and that's why he likes us best, because we have the most fun. But I wanted to say to you, Mike, welcome first. Welcome back to CSC.
Thank you so much for having me. It's always a delight to join you. Whether or not you call me super agent or anything else, as long as I'm not called late for dinner, I guess.
I'll ring the dinner bell on time, I promise. You know,
okay, you got a deal.
You know, I was thinking last night as I was watching the news, and, you know, former President Vicente Fox says he apologizes to Donald Trump and he wants to invite him to Mexico. And I'm thinking, and that, my folks, is how it's done.
Well, you know, people respect people who stand up for themselves.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, since when is being weak-kneed seen as a virtue?
Exactly.
I mean, I'm astonished by the nonsense, the pandering that goes on. You know, the two oldest professions, people that will do anything for a buck. You know, it applies to two.
They both start with P, don't they?
Yeah.
Well, you know, it... I don't know. I thought it was funny. I was kind of laughing about it because, you know, he seems to be, I don't know, they won't call him the nominee yet because they've got to go through all the formalities and everything, but they're calling him a presumptive, I guess, nominee for the Republican Party.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, I know. It's like somebody shoots somebody, you actually see him, and they still say alleged. No,
right.
He really did it. But... the thing is, and just like what you said, we seem to have a nation full of, I don't know how, cowards? I don't know how else to put it. They want so bad to be politically correct, and I think it goes more into a greed than it does about people's feelings. Because when they were talking to Vicente Fox last night, bingo, here comes the trade issue. Bingo, here comes this. Bingo, here comes that. And it's,
yep.
You know, it goes back to what we've been saying. It is all about the money, and it has nothing to do about the safety and the security of this nation, which is where you come in, because you have been in the trenches. You know what's going on there. And I was just skimming over your recent article about the immigration fraud there in the California terrorist attack with the brother of the man who committed the crimes there in San Bernardino. I wanted you to discuss that a little bit with my listeners, if you would.
Absolutely. And by the way, I also wrote a similar article for CAPSWeb.org. You know, for many years I've been a senior fellow with a great organization out in California, Californians for Population Stabilization. And although their title says California, the issues are American, and what happens in California is certainly happening around the United States. So I wrote this article for both Front Page Magazine, which is the one that I suspect you are referencing, and for CAPSWeb.org. So please check out both of those. They also write for The Social Contract. And just to put in a shameless plug for them, they do a quarterly journal. And my latest article, I ripped off Trump's title, you know, The Art of the Deal. I called my article The Art of the Question, the questions that we need to be asking of our politicians, and the way that we need to educate ourselves so we know whether or not they're leveling with us when they answer us. So getting back to this issue, and by the way, they're not being politically correct. Let's be clear. They're being Orwellian.
Political
correctness, as I understand it, is to not insult people. My children have never heard the N-word or any word that smells of that, because that's hatred, that's racism, it's bigotry, and I don't abide by it. But to twist the words, to say you can't use the word alien, it's not about political correctness. There's no insult in that term, but there is clarity. And when you're a con artist, the last thing you want is the bright light of truth shining on your skullduggery. And so, and by the way, this isn't just about Mexico. I just did a
speech
in Washington, and somebody on a survey, I only had one negative comment. I was just speaking with the Speaker's Bureau. Well, Mr. Cutler's attitude is racist or bigoted. Look, the immigration laws are neutral. They have nothing to do with race, religion, or ethnicity. It's about keeping out criminals. It's about keeping out mentally ill or people in, who are infected with serious diseases that are contagious, people who espouse terrorists, human rights violators, war criminals, and finally, people who, if they worked, would displace American workers or, at the very least, drive down wages. And the 9/11 Commission is something that should be followed verbatim by the politicians, and it's not. Because the 9/11 Commission, to which I provided testimony, made it so crystal clear that immigration was the key issue by which terrorists have been able to enter the United States and embed themselves in communities around the country, embedding, of course, hide in plain sight. And in point of fact, I did a hearing, and probably your listeners, if they remember those terrible days after 9/11, 6 months to the day after the attacks of September 11th, it was discovered that two of the dead hijackers, Mohammed Atta and Marwan al-Shehhi, had been granted authorization to attend flight school, of all things. Mm-hmm. So by now, the whole world knew they were dead and they were terrorists, but the incompetent and dysfunctional immigration system provided them with permission to go to school, specifically flight training. I was one of the four witnesses called at that hearing. And if you go back and watch the hearing, and you can see it also on my own website, michaelcutler.net, C-U-T-L-E-R, every promise that was made by those understandably infuriated members of Congress, every promise they made at that hearing has not been kept, and it's more than 14 years ago. And so now we come to San Bernardino, and it turns out that the brother of the shooter had married this, had a sister-in-law through his own marriage. God only knows what their immigration status was. And she winds up marrying this guy, Enrique Marquez, the guy who allegedly provided the firearms to those two terrorists that they used to slaughter all those people. So he's already in jail for the providing material support to terrorism. He's now been indicted and charged with engaging in a marriage fraud, and the other three people are also being charged as being part of that conspiracy to give a green card to this woman who was here on a student visa and overstayed her visa. I mean, how astonishing is this? And here's what bothers me. The reason that this fraud came to light was because of the investigation into the terrorism. Imagine if immigration had done the investigation into the marriage fraud and then discovered that these people were up to no good so they could have been stopped before they killed people. See, immigration has its links to so many issues, especially when we deal with criminals and terrorists who come here from other countries. And yet this most effective weapon in that quiver, if you will, is being blatantly ignored and has been ignored by a series of administrations because of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. They want as many foreign tourists, cheap workers, and foreign students to enter the United States, follow the money. And I find it remarkable that the two Bushes, Presidents 41 and 43, will not support Donald Trump.
They would not only that, they said they're going to sit out and not vote. And that just is amazing to me. Here we're supposed to believe all these years what great patriots and how much they cared about this nation. And because he's not an establishment, because they can't have anything against what he's done, because he hasn't done anything yet.
They do, because he wants to secure the border.
Think
about what they've been about. Globalism. If I had any doubts about who to vote for, I'm voting for Trump now.
Oh, my. Well, we're going into a break. We can talk about this a little bit, because I think that this is the truth behind all of it. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome today at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And Mike and Beth Ann will be right back. We'll be right back. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting with our good friend and patriot, Michael Cutler, and he is the retired INS senior special agent. And we do have a caller. We have another mic. I'll tell you, got mics all around. We got him. Oh, we lost Mike from Texas. Mike from Texas will call back. We just lost him. Well, Mike, when we were going into the break, we were talking about the trade issues and the fact that the Bushes aren't going to participate. And, you know, there was one of these commentators that's on. They're always telling us what to think and analyzing the politics of the day, whatever it is. And she said she's not probably going to vote unless she just writes somebody in. She said, I'm not going to vote. Now, she said this prior to Trump's Tuesday night. She said this last week. And I'm thinking, so they want me to believe how much they care about this nation. They want me to believe every word they're telling me about this politics of the day. And then they're not going to vote because they're not getting their way. Now, she said, now, if they go ahead and write in, I respect that, if they really have somebody. But the fact is, the deal with Trump, the reason they all hate him, and, you know, I've been saying this for a couple of two or three, 4 months now, Mike, that it all comes back to the trade and the immigration. The trade and the immigration deals that these D.C. occupiers, our elected officials, not everyone, but some of most of them, are cutting there in D.C. and making money off of.
Yep.
Those are the ones. That is the reason they hate Trump. That is the reason. He's just about to cut off their wealth cord from doing.
I did a, your observation is spot on, Beth Ann. You know, I did a hearing several years ago, and I've been before, I think we're up to 16 congressional hearings in both the House and Senate. And I remember one day I was up against one of the other witnesses. There were four witnesses at the hearing on immigration before the House Immigration Subcommittee. And one of the other witnesses was a representative of what I would call one of the most anti-American organizations of the United States, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. And, you know, by the way, they've implemented something known as the Discover America Partnership. What a wonderful-sounding name. It's Orwellian. Because they've partnered with the hotel, hospitality, and travel industries to demand that we keep on increasing the number of visa waiver countries, countries whose citizens don't need visas to come here. And in the wake of the attack in Brussels and Paris, in the wake of San Bernardino, if you saw the people come on TV, and by the way, isn't it remarkable they never have immigration agents come on TV to talk
yes,
about immigration?
Yes, I've noticed that. We have you regularly.
Yes, and you know...
I was going to say... I was going to kind of pat myself on the back just a little bit here. I was going to say, as I was watching last night, and I really liked Pat Buchanan, he was on with Hannity, and they were saying the same thing that we've been talking about right here, right now, that it's the immigration and it's the trade issues, and that's what's got all these established GOP and Democrats and the foreign nations that hate Donald Trump because he's just about to cut it off and start doing things fairly, smartly, securely for America. And you know when Vicente Fox. Thank you. When he talks about the borders, you know, if you go and cut across the border their direction, you're not welcomed in a nice way. They don't ever mention that.
No, and if you look at what they've done with the border with Guatemala, they've erected a wall and they have shot people trying to jump the wall. Isn't that remarkable?
Yes.
So, but here's the thing, though. But I want to defocus on Mexico because that's too much. It's sucking too much air out of the room. Do we have to secure the Mexican border? Absolutely. That isn't even a conversation. But I want you to realize, and I wrote another article for Front Page Magazine about how the immigration failure is failure by design because of the money, because of the trade. So just quickly going back to the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and the visa waiver program, the 9/11 Commission said, the visa process lacks integrity and security. You got to tighten it. On 9/11, we had 26 visa waiver countries. You would have thought after that finding by the 9/11 Commission that we would have eliminated the visa waiver program. The people who do come on to talk about immigration, who were with the CIA or other intelligence services, keep on wringing their hands about the visa waiver program. There should be no visa waiver program, but yet we've gone from 26 visa waiver countries on 9/11 to 38 now. And the whole purpose, it seems, for immigration under this president, and Hillary is saying that this president is too tough. She wants to create a bureau specifically to welcome more immigrants, quote unquote. Understand what we're talking about. She wants to basically take down our borders entirely.
Oh, my goodness.
That's why
yes.
I believe there are Republicans who would sooner vote for Hillary than Donald Trump.
They have just as much said so.
And just to tell you what happened, and one point of my article, do you know that when immigration agents went to Citizenship and Immigration Services, a division of DHS, I call it the Department of Homeland Surrender, the day after the attack, and this was in San Bernardino, the bodies were still in the morgue. They had not buried a single victim yet. When the agents from immigration working with the Joint Terrorism Task Force showed up, because this guy Marquez was supposed to be there for an interview about the petition he filed for his alleged wife, the marriage fraud, allegedly, they were denied entry into the building and they would not provide them with records of the applications that were filed, even though the managers knew that this involved the terror attack that had been carried out less than 24 hours earlier.
Amazing. Well, our lines are jam-packed, so we're going to go to phones.
Go ahead.
We're going to go to Regina from Pennsylvania. Regina, how are you today?
Happy Mother's Day, Beth.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
May we all have a nice one.
I hope so.
You know what? Talk about political insiders. Trump got $100,000 from Boehner. I don't know where you people are coming from. You and Alex Jones basically have turned on people like Ron Paul, who went after all these issues, the trade deal. And I was standing right next to him, writing letters, doing all this stuff. Beth has read my letters, okay? And Trump takes his son and tries to hang him up in the corner and lambaste him with a wet rag. And I'm real sick of Trump, because if Trump goes to Mexico, he'll be like my neighbor told me one time. He's a former military. Every time these presidents go somewhere, They offer money. And Trump is no different. Look at his history. Look at how, where was he when Ron Paul was fighting all this? Where was Alex Jones when Ron Paul was fighting all this? I don't know, Beth, where you were. And I
you know that I was with Ron Paul. You know that I was.
Okay, but the point is, Regina,
none of these that have been running, and I was a big Cruz fan there for a little while, none of them that have been running have really, in the past, hit this issue of immigration
or hit this issue of trade.
He voted for the trade. I'm willing to take a chance, and I may be wrong, and I will tell you on air if I'm still here how wrong I am. But I'm willing to take a chance because I'm sick and tired of career politicians. And I think they're making money. We know they're making money, Regina. They're making money off this trade. They're making money off of the immigration. We are in danger. We have illegal immigrants here that are killing people, maiming people, raping people, and they just don't care. They'd rather put you in jail for not paying a tax than put an illegal immigrant in jail or send them back home.
I get a word in.
You sure can. I'm going to shut up. Go ahead, Mike.
Rand Paul is absolutely the polar opposite of Trump. You're 1,000% right. He said unlimited visas for anybody who wants
to come to America and work.
Okay, she said Ron.
Okay, but my point is we're talking about this election. And we're talking about where we are today, not where we were 8 months ago or 8 years ago. And if we have unlimited visas, as we're seeing now, do you know who sends us the greatest number of high-tech students? We have nearly 500,000 students in the United States from foreign countries learning nuclear technology and engineering. Guess which country sends us the greatest number of those students? China. They are not our allies. They are our adversaries. They're building their nuclear fleet. They just built an artificial island in the South China Sea and warned us to stay away or else. I will guarantee you that the majority of the engineers and scientists behind the buildup of the China military were educated in the United States. They're the ones who hack our computers thousands of times a day. We're training their computer programmers here.
You know,
and Rand Paul wanted to increase all of those numbers. So there is no way on God's green earth I could vote for somebody who doesn't get it. And Ted Cruz wanted a 500% increase in H-1B visas and wanted a double legal immigration.
And that's
the
kind
of
what
the matter is. We already admit 1 million lawful immigrants every year. That's more than the rest of the world combined. How about putting Americans back to work and stop firing American workers who've been doing these jobs for many years, have the experience, the qualifications, being displaced by people from India? Last year, India raked in over $70 billion in remittances, wired home by their foreign workers working around the world. And, you know, they wanted to take the U.S. to the world court to complain that we were charging them more for the H-1B visa application.
Mm-hmm. We're going into a break, and our lines are still lit up. You know, it's just something else what we're going through here right now. And I know people are heated, and Regina's not happy with me. She's not been happy with me for a while. But there is so much going on, and we don't know. We have no idea, whoever we do elect, if they're going to do what they say they're going to do. But I got to take a chance, because the ones I've been voting for, they ain't been doing it. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And you can visit with Mike Cutler and Beth Ann. And we will be right back. Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, "America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great." To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
Are you a David? There are wolves, sheep, and sheepdog. And then there are shepherds. Just as young King David faced the impossible battle with the feared giant Goliath, we face giants today as well. Do we run or do we stand our ground? Our federal government is the epitome of corruption, abuse of power, and deceit have enslaved we the people. Property rights are non-existent. Gun owners are treated as terrorists. Citizens are plundered and reaped of rights and liberties. Is there a solution? Yes, you are the solution. You, the patriotic, the local peace officer, you, the elected official, the county sheriff. You must stand with faith, humility, and the strength of a warrior, as young David did. You are the solution. Order the book, Are You a David? By Sheriff Mack. Go to csctalkradio.com or send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Be a shepherd in your community. csctalkradio.com.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are/were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Mo. 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House, only $13.99.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast, designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we are visiting today with Mike Cutler, retired INS senior special agent. And we are talking about immigration and the fraud and the lies and all the things that we're putting up with. And we have callers. So I'm going to go straight to the phones. We have Mike from Texas. Mike, how are you today? We had a little trouble getting you on. How are you doing?
Yeah, I had to switch phones after three hangups. I have a quick statement, three questions, and a solution. First thing is a statement. I believe this is proven that it is intentional, by intentional design, what's happening. The H-1B visa holders take the high-income jobs. The green card resident aliens take the middle-income jobs. The illegal aliens take the low-income jobs. That shows intent, planning, and design. Number two, three questions. An INS agent who was a moonlighting teacher I had said that every alien that anchors here brings in nine more. Number two, recently it was put out on shortwave that 30% of Mexico's population has moved into the United States. That's almost one-third. And number three, new data on the shortwave was that the actual number of illegals currently here is 60 million, 6-0. And finally, my solution is we have what we call bail bondsmen, like Dog the Bounty Hunter. If we put a price on the aliens and turn Dog the Bounty Hunters by the thousands who work in every courthouse for every city and county in this country loose, they will round them up. I'd like your comments on all of those.
Okay,
sure,
Mike.
Mike. This is very interesting. By the way, the thing about the LPRs, they work at all levels. You have people with multiple graduate degrees doing nuclear research who have green cards, and you have people with green cards who are doing gardening. So the point about the green cards, they can hold any job that an American can, provided they have the qualification. So it goes across the whole spectrum. But this has been about cheap labor. It's been about an unlimited supply of students and an unlimited supply of tourists. You're completely right. I don't know that we have 60 million, but we at least have 30 or 40 million. And it's remarkable that since the Bush administration, George W., we keep hearing 11 million. I wrote an article for capsweb.org. I called it the immigration clown car. You know, no matter how many come out of that little car, there's never an end to the line. There's never a limit to how many come in, but the number never goes up. It's deception, just like the unemployment numbers. Bail bondsmen, you know, here's the problem. You have got to put people before immigration judges with one exception. Anybody who's been previously deported from the United States, especially when they have criminal histories, do not have to see an immigration judge. You arrest an alien who has a criminal history, you reinstate the old warrant of removal, warrant of deportation, and you can put them immediately back on an airplane as soon as you get a travel document for them and a ticket. We need to start to get serious, and we don't have to deport 11, 15, 30 million. If you start to deport people and make it clear that you cannot work if you're here illegally, then they will automatically start to leave. Because how long would you sit in a restaurant if they told you they ran out of food? But the one issue they got to go after to make this work is go after the immigration fraud, which is what my article was about in terms of San Bernardino. If people know that they can't work unless they have a green card, they're going to get involved in fraud marriages. The solution is very simple. Start prosecuting the Americans who marry the aliens, do news media coverage in every language in America, and do the perp walk once a month, put the images out there and say, okay, you want to marry this guy for a couple of $1,000? We're going to see to it that you wind up with a conviction for a felony, and you're going to ruin your life. Go ahead and make our day.
Wow.
I will tell you, the marriage will stop. The fraud will stop once we start enforcing it. This is all about enforcement. And understand that no president since Eisenhower gave us enough agents for within the interior. This emphasis on the border alone is foolish. I wrote an article for Front Page magazine. I called it Border Security and the Immigration Colander. We're being told that if we sort of halfway plug one hole in the bottom of that colander, it's now a watertight bucket. We've got to go after all the vulnerabilities, including the Mexican border, but also go after the fact that nearly half of all illegal aliens don't run the border. They come through ports of entry and commit visa fraud. The 9/11 terrorists all entered through ports of entry. Most other terrorists enter through ports of entry. The solution, interior enforcement. We have about 6,000 or 7,000 immigration agents for the whole country. More than half of them are doing customs or other work, which means that they're not doing anything to do with immigration. We have over 20,000 Border Patrol agents, over 45,000 employees at TSA. We have 20-odd thousand inspectors at ports of entry. We should have at least 30,000 ICE agents with more judges, more facilities, whatever it takes to start to deter people through the enforcement of our laws. And I tell you, the problem will not only solve itself, it will pay for itself. Because the remittances, the money being wired out of the United States, amounts to hundreds of billions a year. It accounts for our annual increase in the national debt. And that's before you look at wage suppression and the loss of American jobs that are of people that are paying taxes and are consumers. They wind up in poverty and they draw money out of the economy instead of contributing money to the economy.
Does that get you, Mike? Because I've got some others holding. Yeah. All right. Appreciate it.
I hope that works for you, Mike.
We appreciate it, Mike. Thank you so much. We have Harold from New Mexico. Harold, how are you today?
Pretty good so far, but getting kind of depressed listening to you.
Uh-oh. Well, let's not get depressed.
Sorry about that.
We're gonna.
Thanks for the call, Harold.
Get determined. Determined, not depressed.
I've got one thing to say.
Okay.
The answer is to stop all immigration for 5 to 10 years and start cleaning the country out.
All right. I'm not going to argue with that.
What you think?
Okay, appreciate it, Harold.
Thank you.
If you just stop the leak for a little while and then fix what's here, I guess
well,
is what he's saying.
We couldn't tell the airlines not to bring people to the United States for legitimate purposes.
Right.
It's about enforcement. You know, you got one opportunity for a first impression. The first laws that folks from other countries encounter when they deal with the United States are our immigration laws. We've got the world convinced that today, run the border, violate our laws, and we not only will let you get away with it, we'll reward you for it. When I testified before the Senate, I said that the policies of this administration in particular had essentially fired the starter's pistol for aspiring illegal aliens from around the world. And for these folks, the finish line is the border of our country, because once they're here, they're being promised by both parties, which is why I think they hate Trump, that they'll let them stay. And that's got to stop.
You know, and it is about enforcement. And I'm really tired of these liberal progressive or others that are all on board with this, trying to tell the rest of us that we're racist or that we're prejudiced or that we're just unkind, because that's not the truth. The American people are not that way as a whole. Yes, there are some here that are that way, but as a whole, we are not that way. We are a generous, kind people, and we do have sympathy. That's one reason that even those who know they shouldn't be here are in a quandary as to what to do, you know, because then they start saying, oh, but the children, oh, but the babies, oh, but you know, they came here illegally, and like Trump has said, they got to go back and come back legally. They can't just stay here. And, you know, what he's going to do, who knows what's really going to happen. But we've got to get a grasp on it. And the laws are there. They're just not being enforced. And they're not allowing those in the INS right now to do their job. And, you know, and then we see the crime rate. And we see that nobody wants to do it. The sanctuary cities.
By the way, to the point of the crime rate, if you really want to know how secure the border is, forget those false immigration arrest numbers. They're meaningless. They're like the labor statistics. Look at the price and availability of heroin and cocaine.
Yes.
We do not produce a gram of either of those rat poisons in the United States. They are purely smuggled into the country. Our border is no more than a speed bump to determine the smugglers. And the stuff isn't just coming in across the Mexican border. It's coming in through our international airports. We have 328 ports of entry around the United States. It's coming in through the seaports. And that's the measure of border security. And the major drug trafficking organizations send their citizens from their countries here to run the drug operation, because they know that they keep them honest by threatening to kill their families if they do anything to interfere with the profits of those criminal organizations.
And we're going into a break. And, you know, that was something that O'Reilly was talking to Vincente Fox last night about. And I want to address something that he said. I think you'll get a kick out of it. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. Talking about immigration, illegal immigration, the fraud and the lies that we keep being fed. And Mike and Beth Ann will be right back.
DJ Hadley has been bringing us all home on the range for 25 years. She's celebrating with a special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Her 25th anniversary special includes a yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. This is the perfect 25th anniversary celebration, as well as great gift ideas. This package is only $40. A yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-FOR-YOU. That's 1-800-726-4348. And tell them Beth Ann sent you.
Hear ye, hear ye. The pen. pen is here. News hot off the presses. The pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights, all packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The pen is a compilation of many writers we know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed. And that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. And request your subscription to The Pen today.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.
We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We're in the final segment of today's show. It's the fastest hour of the day, and we have had a lot of interest in the immigration and the number of call. If you still want to get a question or comment in briefly, quickly, it's 877-895-5410. Well, one thing I thought was funny, and I've been babysitting grandkids quite a bit here recently, and you know, they'll never take responsibility. They always blame someone else. You know, it's always the brother or the sister's fault.
Well, they know the passive voice also. The toy broke. They didn't throw it against the wall. The toy broke.
Yeah. Man came in the window. Anyway,
yes.
when they were interviewing Vicente Fox and they started talking about the trade issues being unfair, he immediately says, well, China gets more than we do. And I'm just cracking up. I'm thinking, I just dealt with this with the five-year-old just minutes before Hannity. And I mean before Bill Riley, and I'm going, you know, adults aren't a whole lot different. But China's getting more than we are. They're I was just cracking.
Everybody's
up.
Getting more than we are. Trump is right, and that's why his message resonates.
It is, and the fact that people are out of work, and the fact that the establishment, when we gave them the majority in 2012, they let us down. They went ahead and didn't take care of the Obamacare fiasco. They didn't take care of the Iran deal. In fact, they just handed that to him. They didn't take care of some of the other issues that we wanted them to take care of and investigate and stop funding. You know, sometimes you just got to pull the money out and look at things a little bit before you keep funding things. And they just didn't do it. They just didn't do it. And then, of course, in December, they passed the omnibus bill again. And here we go. And that's the reason And I believe that's the only reason that Trump is doing so well. Yes, he's mentioned the things that they won't. He's mentioned immigration. He's mentioned the trade. And that sticks really, really deep with us because so many people are out of work. So many people recognize when you go to the store, everything's made somewhere else. And it just goes on and on and on. And I think Trump's phenomena isn't really about Trump. Yes, he's the one who's speaking, but it's about what didn't happen when we gave the establishment the majority, and they didn't keep any of the promises to the people, and they just infuriated them. And I think both sides are infuriated. I think that the Democrats are upset with all the stuff that's going on and not going on. And you know, I think the people, they're finally waking up.
Well, I think you're right. And, you know, I'm registered as a Democrat. I've always voted as an independent. These aren't left-right issues, Beth Ann. These are right-wrong issues.
I agree.
You cannot defend a country when you have millions of people wandering around and you have no idea who they are. You know, I just want to put things in perspective. It took just 19 young men, terrorists, on 9/11. Most of them did not have much in the way of education. They racked up more casualties in America, on our mainland, than did the entire Japanese fleet at Pearl Harbor when the Second World War began. 19 individuals. Two people in San Bernardino, eight people in Paris. It's a disproportionate situation. That's why it's called asymmetrical warfare. How many terrorists do we need to enter the United States before we wake up? How many people have to die of drug overdoses? How many American lives have to be ruined before we finally say enough? And, you know, the fact is that when they use this term that we're racist and we're bigots, they're playing on our decency, because if we weren't decent, we'd say, who cares? Because we do care, they know they can use our compassion as a weapon against us. And that's why we were told about the Dreamers being young people. The age cutoff is 31. And final point, isn't it remarkable that if you dare use the word alien, you're called all kinds of terrible things? But do you know the A in Dreamers stands for alien, as in alien minors? Suddenly, the unpalatable becomes more than acceptable when it can be used to conjure up this false image. Isn't that remarkable?
It is very remarkable. Well, I do believe that people are waking up. I think I mentioned this to you when you were on here a couple of weeks ago, that I see everybody, and self-included, you know, we're as lost as Alice and as mad as the Hatter. We're trying to sort it all out and figure it all out. And I know some of my listeners are Trump haters. Some of them are Trump lovers, and some of them are still riding the fence and trying to figure out what's going on.
But the alternative is an unindicted criminal, in my judgment.
Yes, indeed. Or one that claims to be a socialist, even though the Democrat Party and the Republican Party, they tend to lean those ways anyway here lately. But, you know, when we...
No, they just follow the money.
You're right. It's all about the money. It's all, you know, when they become career politicians, and we're the reason they have, we've allowed this. But when they become career politicians, it's about their career, just like it is about the rest of us. If we have a career, some of us seem to have a hobby, yep, more than a career, that you know, that it's just, you know, they're gonna try and go up the ladder, they're gonna try and get more money, they're gonna try and better themselves.
And you know, as I started to say about the, you know, comparing the two oldest professions, for the right price, they'll assume any position, no matter how uncomfortable, ridiculous, or contrary to common sense it might be, for the right price.
And we see that. And we see that. And that's why, you know, I was telling Regina that, you know, it doesn't, we have no guarantee what Donald Trump will do if and when he becomes president of the United States. But I have seen what these career politicians have done. And yes, Donald has funded these things and done this and done that. He's a rich man. He spends money everywhere. But we've seen what they've been doing. I mean, when we've got somebody like Mitch McConnell up there.
Didn't Boehner show up in that video with Obama?
Yes, he did.
Speaking about Boehner?
Yes, he did. And we know Mitch McConnell,
what does that mean, you know?
Mitch McConnell's up there. He only makes, what do they make, just a little over $100,000, which I think is a nice salary. I'd be glad with a third of that, you know, salary for the year. That's what he does. But in 6 years, he's worth $24 million. He's got a heck of a savings cap.
Good investment. It must have been very, very smart investment.
It's called trade and immigration. That's what it's called. It's called D.C. occupiers occupied offices and cutting deals. And those deals, my friends, have nothing to do with bettering yours and my lives. And that's just the the hard, cold facts, and I think people
absolutely.
Are waking up. Absolutely.
But we have to get involved. We got into this mess because the average American has not been engaged.
Exactly.
I always like to end my commentaries by saying that democracy is not a spectator sport.
Mm-hmm.
It's the abject refusal of Americans to educate themselves and engage the politicians that got us here. Few people have ever spoken to their elected representative. You know, we go to a restaurant, we're very clear about the food that we want to eat, the way we want it prepared. We need to be no less specific when we deal with people who profess to represent us. How's that for an idea?
That's an excellent idea. And I live in a small little community, and I've told them, you know that who they are. Take them out for lunch. Take them out for a cup of coffee. Let them know when they do good, just like you would let them know when they're upset.
Absolutely.
You. We need to, you know, use some of that because, you know, they need to know who they represent. And how are they going to know that if they never hear from you? We are out of time. It just goes so fast. We're going to have to get you back on real quick. We will. Because there's just so much going on, and I think we need to be reminded about what's happening and what's important. And you know, that's all we can do. That's all any of us can do is just make the best decisions with the information that we have, and we're not all going to make the same decision. Thank you, Mike, for all that you've done and for serving this country as you have in the past. I appreciate it so very much, and we are out of time. And like I've told Mike and you, all of you know how I feel. It's going to take every single one of us. Every single one of us to figure things out, work together, find that common denominator, and bring America home.
You a David. There are wolves, sheep, and sheepdog. And then there are shepherds. Just as young King David faced the impossible battle with the feared giant Goliath, we face giants today as well. Do we run or do we stand our ground? Our federal government is the epitome of corruption, abuse of power, and deceit have enslaved we the people. Property rights are non-existent. Gun owners are treated as terrorists. Citizens are plundered and reaped of rights and liberties. Is there a solution? Yes, you are the solution. You, the patriotic, the local peace officer, you, the elected official, the county sheriff. You must stand with faith, humility, and the strength of a warrior, as young David did. You are the solution. Order the book, Are You a David? By Sheriff Mack. Go to csctalkradio.com or send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Be a shepherd in your community. csctalkradio.com. It was once said, the pen is mightier than the sword. We're living in a time now that is demanding the Republic to speak up. Grievances need to be put before our elected officials. They need to hear from you. Mainstream media isn't telling the constitutional truth about issues in this nation. There's an agenda afoot that's being used against we the people. Commit now to send at least one of your representatives the pen. There will be no excuse for their lack of knowledge. Pick your state or national representatives and senators or even your governor. It's time to bring common sense back into our governing. Let the Republic be heard. The Pen is a bi-monthly publication for only $24.95. Order yours and order theirs. $24.95 per subscription. CSC Talk Radio. P.O. Box 73. California, Missouri. 65018. Order four and get the fifth one free. For credit card, visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio listeners are reaching out to bring America home.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.